All right, here we are, Lawyer Talk podcast, off the record, on the air, taking questions. Mm-hmm. They're coming at us like we can't even keep up. But yeah. What do we got here today?
So this is one from a reel on YouTube. This is from a Shaladin Petirsa. Sorry, my bad, I butchered that. The question is, can a person file charges 7 years after something happened to them?
All right, you want the law school answer? Yes, no, maybe. It's also the risky business answer for those who know the movie.
It depends.
Yes, no, maybe. All right, so let's sort of get to the bottom of this. So can a person file charges? Well, a person doesn't file charges. So, you know, I remember growing up, my dad, he was a law professor, but mm-hmm. You'd always hear, I'm pressing charges.
Yeah.
And all right, people don't like there's no meaning to that word, because anybody who's been charged with a crime or anybody who's sort of researched it, it's always like the state of Ohio versus Troy Henriksen.
Yeah.
Or the Commonwealth of Virginia versus whoever. It is not Steve Palmer versus Troy because you assaulted me. Now I could sue you.
Yes.
And that's a civil tort, or I'm suing you for money because you did damage to me. That's different. But a criminal charge is brought by the government, either the federal government, the state government, the local city or town, township, wherever it is, it's brought by the government. So let's rephrase the question. Is 7 years too long, to wait for the government to bring charges against somebody?
Depends on the charge.
It all depends.
Yeah.
Certain charges. So we're dealing with what we call, and everybody's heard this term, the statute of limitations. Statute of limitations is a legislative law, written law. It mm-hmm. says you have to charge somebody within X period of time of the discovery of the crime. And I say discovery of the crime because most statutes of limitations begin to run not when the crime was committed, but when the crime was discovered or reasonably should have been discovered.
Mm-hmm.
So look, if you go commit a fraud and you conceal it for 10 years without getting caught, you're not going to get the benefit of a statute of limitations. They're going to say, and nor should you. I mean, even as a criminal defense lawyer, I might argue that you should, because the first thing I'm going to argue is what?
Statute of limitations.
They should have reasonably discovered it. It was obvious. Not my fault. You guys are stupid.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, it makes sense. Most of the time, at least in Ohio, felonies are typically about 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
There's some that have no statutes of limitations, like murder.
Yeah.
Rape charges. You know, so this comes up all the time in delayed disclosure, child sex abuse. So statutes of limitations are sort of out the window in those situations. So the answer is yes, no, maybe. If say the government wants to pursue a charge based on whatever happened here,
mm-hmm.
After 7 years, and the statute of limitations doesn't bar it, doesn't prevent it, then it can.
Yeah.
But there are other problems that come with it.
Yeah, I mean, now we have this delayed case. On the defense side, I feel like it's awesome. Like, why did you guys waste 7 years to charge this?
That's right.
All these witnesses now that are going to come testify, like, oh, you remember what happened 7 years ago this clearly for the jury? Like, I know on the defense side, you have a lot of fuel. Like,
you have a lot of fuel factually, and you also have some constitutional fuel, because mm-hmm. there's also something called speedy trial and delay. What we'll call pre-indictment or pre-charge delay. So we're immediately, if it's been too long and there's no good reason for it, we're going to be arguing on the defense side. You have caused us significant prejudice. Witnesses are gone. Mm-hmm. Evidence has disappeared. We are no longer able to mount a defense to a charge that you should have brought, irrespective of this statute of limitations, a long time ago, but you just didn't.
So after 7 years, the defense's star witness that gives them the alibi dies. All right, now we're going to charge them. Like, very convenient of you, state.
Yeah, so that's the kind of thing that the Constitution would protect. So you've got different things at play. One would be, and then we get confused with, I always have to sort it out. You have a statute of limitations. You can't charge somebody after that has expired. There's some exceptions that we've talked about, but generally you can't mm-hmm. do it. Then you've got the defense side is going to say, wait a minute, you waited too long. This is like, we're prejudiced because of the wait. You discovered this way back when, yet you're not doing anything about it. And then you've got this other sort of more nebulous, more generalized problem that the proof and the evidence could be compromised and it might be harder to bring a claim later on.
Mm-hmm.
So great question. We deal with this. This is the stuff we deal with day in and day out. upstairs in the law practice. But keep them coming, folks. We'll be happy to answer your questions here as we have time. Lawyer Talk Podcast, Off the Record, on the air. By the way, we're sponsored by Circle 270 Media. Phenomenal. If you've got a podcast that you want, if you're in the Central Ohio area, even nationally, great podcast consultant, check out Circle 270 Media. Brett over there will take care of you.